This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The search for victims in the rubble of a partially collapsed Miami-area condo towers continues Friday, but with an eye on a hurricane headed towards Florida and greater caution a day after efforts were briefly suspended over safety concerns. The confirmed death toll stands at 18, with 145 other people still missing and feared buried, with the search in its ninth day Friday. Authorities had halted the rescue and recovery effort Thursday over fear a section of the high-rise tower still standing might topple onto search crews in the debris field. Authorities are eager to make as much progress as possible before the expected arrival of a storm named Elsa, which strengthened into the first hurricane of the 2021 season on Friday as it threatened the Caribbean. The storm could hit South Florida by early Tuesday, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, and heavy rains and strong winds could arrive earlier. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. One of the officials also said the U.S. top commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller, quote, still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces. Protesters toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in the Canadian city of Winnipeg as anger grows over the discovery of remains of hundreds of children in unmarked graves at former Indigenous schools. The action took place on Canada Day on Thursday, when traditionally celebrations take place across the country, but many cities scrapped events this year. This is VOA News.